benvenuti, welcome everyone to our culture show. Sorry for the delay.
Ci scusiamo per il ritardo. Ciao, io sono Mark, but here, no, yes.
And I'm Catherine, and today we do have a special guest with us, straight from French Pod, Amaury Libert.
Ciao a tutti.
Grande Amaury. Amaury, you have to know, well, first he's the host of French Pod, but most important, he's a Belgian guy who lived in Italy and can speak.
What do you say? Un po',
però un posso po', parlare un po' di italiano.
Non è un segreto per niente.
It's not
per nessuno.
Right, and we're lucky today because we wanted to talk a little bit about Florence, which is one of the great Italian cities that a lot of people, you know, hope to visit or love to visit or have visited in their time in Italy. But Amaury lived there, so he has a little bit of an insider's insight, if you will. So I have a couple questions for him to answer, maybe, if you're cool with that, Amaury.
It's cool. It's true that I had the chance to live in this beautiful, 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 beautiful. Have I said it again? How many times? City.
So, did you like it there?
Clearly, he hated it. Clearly. All right. So, first of all, I would like to mention that Florence is in Tuscany, and you know,
which is a beautiful, 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 beautiful region.
All right, and that's in the middle of Italy, northern middle area of Italy, and
but
it's famous for its beauty, of
Firenze. So that's
right,
Italian.
In Italian, Firenze, and I'm not really sure why they changed the name when they put it in English.
But people try, sometimes they do it, we also do it with English or German.
Nuova York.
No, we don't say it.
First of all,
piacere.
What were you doing in Florence?
I was studying Italian, so that's the reason why.
Among other things, I'm sure.
You were studying Italian, but like in a private school with tutors, how...
Yeah, it was a private school for foreigners.
Oh, okay.
So they had all these people from all over the world studying Italian there. Great atmosphere.
All right. How long did you study there?
Just 1 month, a little more than a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you lived in the dorms of the... Or you rented a flat?
No, we had the chance. I had a flat with the other students from the school.
Nice.
How was the flat?
It was great, actually. It was in an old house with high ceilings.
Oh, I'm jealous.
And it was right in the... Yeah, it was in the center of the city as well.
Oh.
So...
Nice.
So
nice,
perfect.
Nice.
In between of the 10,000 churches of the cities.
Very nice. So, okay, sorry. The second question was the best...
place to eat or drink. So, you know, some place that you love to hang out or some place, part of town that you thought that was, like, great for going out at night.
I don't drink much coffee. I don't know if it's empty, but near my school, there was this little trattoria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trattoria is like a family restaurant, like a more... not.
Right. But they used to do coffee as well.
Ah, okay.
And so I went with a friend once, and after that, every morning I used to go to the trattoria. Amazing, amazing atmosphere, really nice people.
What we are trying to do here also, apart from describing all the cities, what is there to see, but we like to have some personal insights on the places like that you might know, but they are not in the guides or stuff. So, where is this place? Otherwise, we have another mission.
Look it up on the internet, which is my challenge last week, because I completely forgot the name of my favorite salumeria in Parma.
Yeah, and... with the map of Firenze, I could find it.
So all maybe right. We will be posting Amaury's favorite coffee spot for you once we check it up on the internet. But I have another question for you. Hopefully it's not too personal. Do you have a favorite romantic spot in Florence? Because it's a very romantic city. Friends often give me the recommendations when I'm going to visit someplace to, you know, check out the Piazza del Duomo at night because it's very romantic. But, you know, for Florence, do you have any specific...
Yeah, because if you go and check the Piazza del Duomo at night, there's like a million of other couples there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Romantic. It's like, go away.
Mm-hmm. I would say my advice would be to go for a walk. Then you start in the Ponte Vecchio at night, quite late at night, because there's still loads of people as well. But I really liked, that place, the Ponte Vecchio, is amazing.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
Crossing the Arno, and you have a look at the river.
The Arno River. Yeah, the Ponte Vecchio, briefly to interrupt, literally the old bridge is the very famous bridge on the Arno River in Florence. I'm sure you...
And it has all the shops on the bridge, and those are the jeweler's shops, right? And so they're famous because they kind of hang off the bridge.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of little houses on the bridges.
Yeah. Very and cool. then from there, you continue your walk and you go, so the city center, you leave the city center and you go on the other side of the Arno, and then there's a hill just in front, and you walk up that hill, and then it takes like 20, 25 minutes, it's okay. Mm-hmm. And then on top of the hill, you've got an amazing view on the city.
And aww. So many girls that fell on that... on that hill, in love with Amaury. No, but you know, I just remembered, talking about romantic and Florence, I saw this movie, that it's like a Japanese movie, did during the year of like Italy in Japan, or Japan in Italy, that it's called Calmi Cuori Appassionati. It's a weird title, but I guess it's...
Calm Passionate Hearts?
Yes, I think it's a literal translation for Japanese that went somehow bad, but... The movie is actually very interesting. There is this couple where they are Japanese, but he's studying like restoration in Florence, and she's doing something else, I don't remember, in Florence. And there's this love story, and then they promise each other that if something happens, they will meet in 10 years on the top of the dome of the... the cupola, yeah, the dome of the Duomo of Florence. And there's this beautiful scene where in 10 years later...
I like this story because I was living with Japanese people in France as well. Wow. People from my school, and there was loads of them because there were some who came in Florence to learn cooking, others were there to learn how to sing, to be a cantatrice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There
was lots of
Koreans too. When I was in Parma, they're all Koreans who are there learning how to sing.
Yeah, there's
opera.
A lot of opera.
All right, so that's a great, great suggestion, Amaury, to take your...
Yeah, I'll try to find
your
the name
friend,
of
friends, special friends up to the hill to see the view of Florence at night.
I will find the name of the hill and
great.
Post it on the board as well.
Look forward to it. I just have one more question. My question is about maybe the strangest experience or something that as a Belgian living in Florence that you thought was kind of weird or unusual or something that you needed to get used to because it was just done very differently in Italy than it was at home for you.
The beer was not good enough.
Yeah, obviously, when you're in Florence, Firenze, it's crazy the number of tourists you've got
of
there.
Course, of
everywhere.
Course.
All the time, especially in the city center, because the whole center of the city is like a museum.
Right, and it's like one of the most visited places in the world, right? So
yeah.
You have people from everywhere.
And it's not that the city center is not that big, so it's very concentrated. And me living in the center, I don't come from a village, but it's not that busy where I come from, you know. And so I was amazed to see there was always this tourist coming out there. And actually, I didn't. At the beginning, I didn't meet many Italians because I was in that school.
Uh-huh.
And in the center, it was all Japanese, Americans, Germans, French.
Sure.
Say, wow, I came to Italy.
Can't find an Italian for that.
Exactly. A bit annoyed at the beginning. But then I went to the suburbs and that's totally different there, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. I have some friends who study in Florence. They're all in the suburbs near the universities. And it's not the nicest place, I have to say, is it?
The suburbs?
Mm.
Yeah, but when you're someone who who's looking for Italy.
Yeah, of course it's more local.
You're happy.
Yeah, that's the paradox. I mean, you see like when you see the city center is the true, you know, like old
historical
mm-hmm. city center. But then the new Florence is all like in the suburbs and it's more like, local Italians.
And then it's so beautiful, so clean, you know, the center is, as I said, it's like this museum that...
Yes.
When you go to Soda, I was happy to find something a bit dirty, you know.
Alive,
messy.
I have to agree, when I was there, that's what struck me as bizarre, because the city center is so clean all the time. It almost looks like you're looking at a photograph. You know, there doesn't seem to be any perspective between the buildings because they're all just like one in front of the other and they're all just perfectly clean. It's just bizarre because, you know, I mean, things get dirty.
Yeah, but you know, especially like Florence had this big alluvione.
Flood
in the 68, 69.
Yeah, 60s.
Right. And then after
it was
that,
a horrible disaster.
Yeah. Especially for all the artistic material and aesthetic pieces that were there. So I think also after that, they really took... too much good care of everything, and that's why now Florence is a very big center for restoration, like learning and studying. They have the most advanced technologies in Italy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's why I think they want to keep, you know, it's like a living museum, the city center. Mm-hmm. Everything is like taken care of.
Cool. I think that's going to do it for us today. I hope you've enjoyed this discussion of Florence. Again, one of those cities that everyone's talking about, but we've got a little bit of insight thanks to Amaury from French Pod.
Welcome.
So thank you for coming. And again, hope you've enjoyed. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.